The operator of the electric power grid in New England issued its annual assessment today. The grid is foundationally strong but remains vulnerable to fuel supply shortages, according to Gordon Van Wheely, the president and CEO of ISO New England, the Holyoke-based nonprofit that oversees the electric power generation and transmission system for the six New England states.
The region's resource mix is shifting towards a fleet with less on-site fuel and more resources subject to natural gas availability or changes in wind and sun.
In a conference call with reporters Wednesday morning, Van Wheely pointed to the grid's reliability in delivering uninterrupted power during last winter's two-week cold snap and the heat waves of last summer. This winter has been relatively mild and has presented no serious challenges for the power grid, he said. As in previous annual reports, Van Wheely warned about vulnerabilities to electricity generation in the region as fuel sources shift from coal, nuclear, and oil to natural gas, solar, and wind.
New England's grid is undergoing rapid change. The traditional power system is becoming a hybrid system where electricity needs will be met with conventional resources and large amounts of large-scale renewable resources connected to the regional transmission system.
The risk of shortages is greatest in the winter when natural gas is needed for heating buildings and there is less solar generation. Asked if he thought there would be natural gas pipeline expansion in the region, Van Wheely said it is not likely.
So I think we're facing reality. So we do not think that we're going to see any significant pipeline expansion into the region. And our view is we have to operate with what we have.
Demand for electricity has been declining for several years because of energy conservation measures and more rooftop solar arrays on individual buildings. There are now about 160,000 rooftop solar installations in New England. Van Wheely predicted that in the next decade, demand for electricity would increase as more electric vehicle charging stations come online. Eversource marked a milestone in carbon-free energy this week when the utility company reported it had connected two more solar facilities in Springfield to the grid. The company has constructed 19 large-scale solar farms in Massachusetts capable of producing 62 megawatts of electricity. When the final two installations go online later this year, Eversource will be at its currently allowed solar generation limit of 70 megawatts. The company wants to build more solar facilities, according to spokeswoman Priscilla Ress.
Well, we're certainly looking into it. We have, there is currently legislation, and we have said that we could even, we are even thinking of building as high as 1,000 more megawatts of solar power.
Three of Eversource's solar farms are located in the city of Springfield. The city collects about $1 million a year in property taxes from the three locations. The company's first solar facility was built in Pittsfield in 2010. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.